This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Thanksgiving. It is officially the start of the shopping season. Not that you couldn't have shopped before, but really Black Friday starts on Thursday after you put your fork down and you stop eating, which is absolutely crazy. One thing I can tell you is the first game of the day, the Bears beat the Lions on Thanksgiving, despite quarterback Mitch Trubisky not playing with him because he was hurt. They beat the Lions 23-16 in an NFC North clash at Ford Field in Detroit. A lot of people who don't even normally watch football on Thanksgiving Day. So that was a very big one. And you think about Matt Stafford on the other side of this and how tough it probably was for him in Detroit to lose. But they were injured as well. They didn't have some of their key players on offense. Rookie running back Kerryon Johnson, wide receivers Marvin Jones sat out with knee injuries. And, of course, the Lions traded veteran wideout Golden Tate to Philadelphia. Do you feel like you're listening to a sports talk show? You're not. You're just hearing me talk a little football because football was on the minds of so many people, like I said, because you're at people's houses, relatives' houses, etc., and that's always what's on TV, right? Bitter cold in New York, so maybe you were watching the parade earlier and the bitter cold smashed all kinds of records for the Macy's parade. So the people who were out at the Macy's parade honestly had to be able to withstand bone-chilling temperatures. As a kid, several times I went to the Macy's parade, maybe a dozen times or so. And it's rare that you have these kind of temperatures. In New York City, there have been less than a handful of Thanksgiving days with a forecast morning low in the teens and, you know, basically negative and below, and a high in the 20s. So it was pretty nasty for people that were really, really bundled up. And that's the only way to describe it. I mean, Thanksgiving started off near zero Fahrenheit. I mean, zero Fahrenheit, really? I don't know. And I was thinking about this, and some of you should definitely send me notes on this. If you're listening to me in the Midwest or even in the Northeast, have you, other than today, have you ever been in temperatures such as those that were just that bone-chillingly cold? I'm going to say, for me, I've been in some pretty darn cold places, and I can remember some of the places like Toledo, Ohio, just an ice storm, terrible, but I don't think I've ever been in anything quite that cold. I don't think so. And how about this? So Black Friday will also usher in some protests. Amazon workers plan a Black Friday protest at the online giant's UK warehouses. They're protesting against inhumane working conditions. They're going to walk out as sales, of course, soar. And staff says there have been broken bones, injuries among those. Ambulances have been called 600 times in 3 years. What's going on? Amazon says they're denying the reports. They're saying that would be that, you know, to just say there's this disruption. We have not had that. So, you know, Black Friday and for Amazon, it'll just be off the wire, off the chain as to what sales will do. And we'll see what that means. But they're complaining that they're not negotiating with workers and that if they have to strike, they have to strike. And they're saying, here's a quote, that Jeff Bezos is the richest bloke on the planet. He can afford to sort this out. You'd think making the workplace safer so people aren't carted out of the warehouse in an ambulance is in everybody's interest. That's one of the statements that was released. They're saying they're like robots. So the GMB General Secretary Tim Roche said Amazon has to improve those conditions. And that was just a little slice of what he was talking about. The 600 times the ambulances arriving to help people, you know, et cetera. So we've got temperatures 35 degrees below average, coldest Thanksgiving on record. They're saying that with the Macy's parade this morning. It started there. And then we go to a couple of other key stories that are being talked about. Like I said, New York, a lot of the focus was on the Macy's parade in the morning. But if we wanted to look at, you know, what else is happening, we would look at moving from the parade goers who were so brave with this coldest Thanksgiving since 1901, 19 degrees or lower, bundled up, all that kind of stuff, moving from that to some of the other conversation that's being kicked around. And what is that conversation? Shopping. Black Friday, the official start of the holiday season. I just mentioned the problems with Amazon in the UK and the fact that they're upset. And it's interesting because then I look at the stories of what is really hot, 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 and what is really hot, hot, hot for gift giving. How about this? A private equity-backed company is reintroducing the toy seller giant piano. Remember the FAO Schwartz piano where you step on it, you can play the piano? I thought, well, this is a good way for me to learn. And, of course, Tom Hanks in the movie Big from the 80s immortalized that. So they're doing it. The store, FAO Schwartz, closed 3 years ago, but it's kind of been reincarnated. There's a new store, 36. It's this private equity-backed company I just mentioned, and they just want to sell certain things. And instead of just have a huge supply of what's hot at the moment, they're kind of going retro in some cases. And one of the things that they're bringing back is that piano. Thinking that the piano would be really a big deal. And I don't know. I happen to look at shots of the store, and I have to say it is pretty intriguing. FAO Schwartz had its crown. It was iconic. And if you went to New York from the Midwest or the South or the Southeast, you might have it on your list because it was just kind of a, let's face it, a cool, cool store to see. But were you really buying things? And I guess that was the point, that that's why it probably, you know, probably why they had so many problems. Because we're coming to the end of the year. We're going to have some of our cool end of the year specials where we talk about what was the best of 2018, what was the worst of 2018, who really belongs in the boo box, and who people who are heroes, I guess, in my book. And some of them would be firefighters. This was the year of horrible fires, especially the two that we've just seen, the Camp Fire, the Woolsey Fire. And you got to really tip your cap to those people. And when we think about Thanksgiving, and what am I grateful for? I'm grateful for those guys and women and for what they've done to help people, including so many of my friends who were stuck in horrible situations trying to get out of their neighborhoods because they were gripped by what was happening around them with the fire. And for that, I am so incredibly grateful. What are you grateful for as we think about Thanksgiving? And probably some good food, good family, good conversation. And just remember that when you get into those rows, you know what I'm talking about, when you start to get in arguments with family members because you haven't seen each other in a while, and personalities kind of clash once in a while. It could be over the football game. Maybe you were rooting for Detroit and your uncle was rooting for Chicago. That would be a mild, mild argument, though, in my book. So sit back, relax, continue to eat your turkey. When you come back on the flip side, we have much more for you for this version of America Tonight, Thanksgiving Day Special.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there. And the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest. The brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
All right, here on America Tonight, we like to do that cheap movie review thing, and the holidays are always a big time to go and see movies. Even people who don't go to a lot of movies have young children around them or family, other family around them, and they go, and that's like one of the things you go and do. So, and lately, here and there, we've been working in some actors on the show. Hugh Bonneville is coming up at the tail end of this show. And he, of course, was a fixture on Downton Abbey. He was in Paddington Bear 1 and 2. He was in Monuments Men. And he's really got a wicked sense of humor. And he joins us at the tail end of this hour to talk about being involved with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir through a narration. And it's a big thing that they do for Christmas. They've done it for 15 years. One of the movies, and there are 6 new movies coming out for Thanksgiving. One of the movies coming out is called Ralph Breaks the Internet. If you remember in 2012, there was a movie called Wreck-It Ralph, and a lot of people thought that was funny. It really hit a stride, found an audience, and many think, with animation anyway, this is going to find the same audience, so check it out.
3, 2, 1, go! Way to go, kid.
One second I'm having the time of my life, the next thing I know my game is gone.
Cigarettes is getting unplugged.
Oh no, I'm
freaking out hard.
If I'm not a racer, what am I?
Well, you're my best friend. All you gotta do is find a part to fix your game. Everything goes back to the way it was.
But where are we gonna find that?
The internet!
What?
Housewives want to meet you.
They do.
Want to get rich playing video games?
Slaughter Race. It's wicked dangerous.
Nice kitty. Attention to detail is pretty impressive.
Well, well, well. Who are you?
So many babies and cats in the world.
That is what the internet was made for. Weirdo. I want this to be my life.
Can we have the green book next?
I don't think I could ever tell Ralph.
There's no law saying best friends have to have the same dreams.
The dark net.
Are you sure this is safe?
Just whatever you do, do not look at his little brother.
Oh, his little brother?
What are you doing here?
The reason I came to your neck of the face. I mean, there's a face in your neck. I mean, woods. Neck of the woods.
All right, so you get the deal there. Sarah Silverman, her voice is in it. John C. Reilly, Taj Henson is in it. And Gal Gadot as well, her voice, she's Wonder Woman. That's definitely, I think, got Hit for Kids written all over it. This movie is getting a lot of preview, and Viggo Mortensen is in it. And he plays a working-class guy who agrees to drive a classical pianist on his tour of the American South in the 1960s. It's called Green Book. Check it out.
Yeah.
Some guy called over here for a doctor. He's looking for a driver. You interested?
I am not a medical doctor. I'm a musician. I'm about to embark on a concert tour in the Deep South. What other experience do you have?
Public relations.
Do you foresee any issues in working for a black man?
You and the Deep South? There's going to be problems.
Promise me you're going to write me a letter.
Promise.
Some dental smokers.
I've never had fried chicken in my life.
You people love the fried chicken.
You have a very narrow assessment of me, Tony.
Yeah, right? I'm good. I'm the way I know.
Interacting with some of the wealthiest people in the country. It is my feeling that your diction could use some finessing.
Why are you breaking my balls?
Because you can do better, Mr. Badalaka. Dear Dolores.
I saw Dr. Shirley play the piano. He's like a genius, I think.
Come on, take it easy.
Yeah, I prefer not to get grease on my blanket.
Ooh, I'm gonna get grease on my blanket.
This gentleman says that I'm not permitted to dine here. I'm afraid not.
How does he smile and shake their hands like that?
Because it takes courage to change people's hearts.
What are you doing? May I? Dear Dolores, sometimes you remind me of a house.
You know this is pathetic, right?
Put this down. The distance between us is breaking my spirit. Falling in love with you was the easiest thing I have ever done.
Yes, kiss your kids.
That's like clinging a cowbell at the end of Shostakovich's 7.
That's good.
It's perfect, Tony.
Come on, get out.
You never win with violence. You only win when you maintain your dignity.
You're all people. You, Mr. Big Shot, doing concerts for rich people.
So if I'm not black enough, and if I'm not white enough, then tell me, Tony, what am I?
Anyone can sound like Beethoven. For your music, what you do, only you can do that.
What do we do about the bones?
We do this.
Thank you.
Pick it up, Tony.
Squirrels would eat it anyway.
Pick it up.
Mahershala Ali, who won an Oscar for 2016's Moonlighting, is the pianist. He's a brilliant actor, and he is this one of the stars in Green Book. And then finally, Creed 1 was a hit, so why not Creed 2? Check it out.
If we don't do what we love, then we wouldn't exist.
It's like nothing really matters to him right now, including me.
You gotta think real hard about this. You got people that need you now.
I'm taking the fight.
Victor Drago, son of Ivan Drago, who infamously killed Apollo Creed, appeared today to issue a challenge to Adonis Creed.
Don't do this.
I ain't got a choice.
That's the same thing your father said when he died right here in my hands. That kid was raised in hate. It's dangerous. He broke things in me that ain't never been fixed. It ain't worth it.
It's not just us anymore, Dave.
I want to rewrite history.
If you go to fight this man, that's your business. But don't pretend this is about your father.
This here is all about my kids, the life that I live. In the night, I was here. It was right when I did. My arms and down, my slips, my wall, my trials and tribulations, my heart, my wall.
This won't be the end of me. For you, you can't be, because we're a team.
All right, so you get the gist there. Rocky, once again, Sylvester Stallone. And the first one was really good. I actually saw it and enjoyed it. I think this finds its audience again. Maybe not on the big screen as much as they would like, although I think it still could do well. But in streaming, it certainly will. And you've got the familiar theme of the son of a boxer, Apollo Creed, trying to make a name and a place for himself with his father's old nemesis turned friend, Rocky Balboa, Sylvester Stallone. But we talk about writing a screenplay, having no money in your pocket, selling it, and just exploding your career. And then how many Rockies are there? 7. And now you've got 2 Creeds. Pretty sensational for a guy like Sylvester Stallone, for sure. Stay with us. On the flip side, we're talking about crumb cakes. Ooh, my favorite. Wait till you meet this guy. Salt of the earth. Meet you over there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You've
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The holiday season in full swing, and shoppers hitting stores right now to get a jump on Black Friday deals. Thanksgiving in California, people who lost loved ones and their homes being fed hot meals at shelters. Celebrity chefs also lending a hand and cooking the food. As for the weather, some rain falling, mudslides possible, at least 83 people killed, around 900 still reported missing. President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control. And the president in West Palm Beach this holiday thanking our troops for their service and sacrifice.
We thank God for the blessings of having you people be our heroes, and you really are our heroes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm so glad that I have tasted this man's amazing cakes. I mean, seriously, he is the king of crumbs cake, and crumbs is the name of the game. Seriously, I just had one last week, and notice I said had one. Like, my husband demolished it. I was lucky I got any of it, and it was a cinnamon crumbs cake. And so, honestly, J. Steven Sadler is so busy, I can't even believe he's making time for us, because this is the time for crumb cakes when people are ordering them. Jay Stevens got a book out. We're going to talk to him about that as well. He's in our virtual green room. Jay Steven, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Hi, Kate. I'm happy to join you.
So somebody must have, you know, I'm taking a pair of hands away from baking. How many crumb cakes do you sell, or crumbs, because that is your name? How many of those cakes do you sell, like, in the next 8 weeks?
Last year we did a little over 8,000 cakes for Christmas. We did about 3,500 for Thanksgiving.
Wow. That's a lot of baking.
Well, we ship it all over the world. I mean, we've shipped to every part of the world that you can think of.
Wow. And you do this, you've got a place in Forney, Texas, right?
That's correct, sure.
Yeah, so let's go back and tell the story. So we know you have these incredible cakes, which, by the way you deliver them, first class, and you said every nook and cranny of the world. But growing that business, the family recipe, the journey, take us back to that, because you've got a book called that's coming out called The Quest for the Best, Crafting the Experience. So tell us about the family journey and how this all started for you.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, if you look at my life, it's all been one of opportunities and what you make of them. Little things that happen that you are aware kind of help point you towards where you want to go with your life. And I had grown up in a family, a very close family, where uncles and aunts and cousins all ate together every day. And we always had heard this history of this 400-year-old family crumb cake that my grandparents and my great uncles and aunts had made, but they had lost the recipe. My parents' generation had talked about how great it was. My grandparents' generation had talked about making it. And my generation, we just heard these stories, but we never, ever had this supposedly fantastic family crumb cake. And it wasn't until my grandmother, who was the last person of that generation, passed away, and she was actually the last person to have the recipe because they would pass it back and forth. When she died, my uncle who lived with her was searching through her night table, and he broke the drawer that he was pulling out, and underneath the drawer was the recipe. And this is like one of the beginning chances in my life. And since I had just started baking and cooking, he gave that recipe to me, and he said, one deal, put it in the safe deposit box, do not put it in your nightside table. And so it was this chance encounter that we found it, because if he hadn't broken that drawer, it would have remained underneath the drawer. They would have never seen it. They would have gotten rid of the furniture, and that would have been the end of it. So that was how it started. Interestingly enough, I grew up in a family where my dad was Austrian, which is where the crumb cake comes from, and my mom was Italian. And as you know, in most families, you pretty much grow up the way your mother is, not the way your father is.
Mm-hmm.
And so we grew up with this big Italian-type family where everybody was in the kitchen cooking, uncles and aunts and brothers and sisters. I had five brothers and sisters, and they all loved to cook. And I was the only one that did not like to cook. I felt cooking and baking was like mopping floors, you know, not what I wanted to do. Until years later, I met a gentleman named Rene Vardone, and I don't know if you recognize the name, but Rene was the chef for the Kennedys in the White House.
Wow.
Jackie Kennedy, yeah, Jackie brought him in, and I met him after his stint in the White House. And Rene is the one that taught me that crafting a fine dish was more like art and not like mopping a floor. And he was the one that kind of flipped me to realize this is what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. And from that point forward, I've been chasing that dream.
And chasing that dream, and I love that story about Rene, and that's in your book. I read that you've got a picture of him, and you talk about that, and you talk about the beginnings of what we're talking about, this 400-year-old recipe. So you grew up in New York, and you started there, and in the restaurant business, it's tough. And when you try to pursue that, and you're chasing that brass ring, what was your first venture like?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting when you first get into the business, and I'm one to put things down on where I want to go and how I want to, you know, where I want, how I think I can get there. And I thought, well, this is pretty good. I'll open up a bakery, a little cafe, and we'll make crumb cakes. That's pretty simple. You know, you put cake in the oven, someone comes in, you sell them a slice. Well, it's not close to simple. And I think it was around 1999, I opened a little cafe in the Hudson Valley area, Highland Falls. That's about 50 miles north of New York City. And we started selling among my crumb cakes, but also other pastries and whatnot. And I learned right away that it's a much more complicated business than one would imagine, especially when you get into all these different pastries that you're making. But clearly the crumb cakes were the number one thing. And we had a gentleman who was used to come up from the city, and I said we were about 50 miles north of the city. And he fell in love. He used to call it his Epicurean pot of gold. And he brought it back to New York. And that just opened up the floodgates. And by, I think, around 2001, we had lines of what they called cakers. These are people that would wait out. They would wait outside our door. We opened at 5 in the morning. The line would start forming around 4 o'clock. And we would do 50 to 70 sheet trays of cakes, which is several thousand cakes every day. And we would just, people would come in, give them a slice, give them a coffee, and boom, they're gone all day long. So I knew I was on to something then, because that was by far the number one thing they liked.
Yeah, they wanted the wanted the crumb cakes. And then here's the thing about that. So you have this recipe. You see these long lines. You know that this is your Epicurean pot of gold. I love that saying. Then you take the family recipe. You take all your bacon stuff, and you leave the Northeast. So how did that journey come about? What? You're leaving something good? What happened?
Well, you know, if I stayed there, I'm sure I could have gotten rich on crumb cakes. You know, it's such a great dynamic area. But I remember as a kid growing up, there was a commercial, and if I can set the scene for you, the camera started at the end of a long conference table, and all you saw was the table. And as this deep voice talked, it kept going up. And as it went up, you saw people on each side. They were all sweating and nervous. And then it got to whoever was talking. And basically what it was, as a kid, I didn't even know what it was about. I loved for the way it set up. You heard this deep voice going, ah, ha, ha, all these people are working for me when I should be working for them. And it was the face of a dollar bill at the end of the table. And I always remembered that commercial, and I always said, I'm never going to work for that bill. I'm going to have that bill work for me. So I hated the cold up in New York. My mom used to say, even as a kid, I would be the first one in from sleigh riding. And so I decided I wanted to move from New York, so I sold my company there. I kept the family recipe, but I sold everything else, and I moved south. If you know anything about New York, New Yorkers can move to Florida. That's like New York with the sun. You know, so you can move to Florida, but anything west of the Hudson River to New Yorkers runs over the edge of the earth. There isn't anything in the middle. So you go to Florida, which is what I did. I went to Fort Lauderdale, and I got out of the business completely. And again, I was just kind of feeling my way. I'm really where I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. And I was at the time doing franchising. I was taking companies franchise. And all my West Coast company clients would bitch and moan that they said, you know, flying from Vancouver, Seattle to Fort Lauderdale, like flying to Europe. It would take a whole day. And so basically I just looked at a map and said, what's a good airport in the middle of the country? And there were two, Chicago and Dallas. And I'd lived up north. That wasn't going to happen again. So I moved to Dallas. The only thing I knew about Dallas was the show. I knew nothing about Dallas. We just up and moved. And that's how I ended up in Dallas.
Wow. And then you exploded it from there. You found Forney, and you opened a place in Forney. Crumbs is amazing. And I want to tell everyone, if you want to get a crumb cake, there is nothing like this. So J. Steven Sadler's not even bragging on himself enough. If you go to Crumbs, CRUMBZZ.com, you can catch one of those cakes, and you better do it soon. So in talking about your book, Quest for the Best, Crafting the Experience, what do you hope people walk away from with this?
Well, you know, I've always been a believer that you have to chase your dream. You have to follow it. And one of the things about my book, it ties in two things that I love. In my bistro in Forney, I tie in my love of travel with my love of food. And what I do is I travel around the world. I find great dishes in different restaurants from all over the world, and I bring them back to small town Texas. And it's kind of an interesting dynamic to see what small town Texas is, a meat and potatoes kind of area, and to bring back foods from France, and I'm doing the Caribbean right now, and, you know, and Italy and Germany, and to see how they accept is really interesting. And it ties the two things I love to do the most together, my love of travel and my love of food. And the book is all about that. We have several books that I'm working on. The first one is all about the things I went through to create the cake, the packaging, the whole thing, because I'm really big on creating an experience, not just eating. And then my next one is about creating that bistro to fit in with my dynamic of traveling around the world and finding all these interesting dishes.
Wow, I love it. What an interesting life you've led, and you're definitely not done yet. And these cakes are amazing. The story is so cool. I love the beginnings of this and where it's taken you. Can't wait to see what happens next. So J. Steven Sadler, Quest for the Best, Crafting the Experience. I think people can learn a lot from reading your book about life and business. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Kate, thanks for spending the time with me.
you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Because I never had a Sunday free. And I'm talking about Hugh Bonfil. He's in our virtual green room right now. You remember him from a lot of different things, but including his role as Robert Crawley on Downton Abbey. It was such a huge show. It still continues to be a huge show. And I also remember him from Paddington. Paddington the first one and Paddington 2 and Notting Hill and the Monuments Men and the list of great roles that Hugh has been a part of, you know, movies, etc., stage, television, is very, very long. And this time around, you're going to get to see Hugh with Tony Award-winning actress, singer, Sutton Foster. They're part of, this time around, the Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Easy for me to say after five cups of coffee. And it's a 60-minute version you'll be able to see on PBS and BYU TV. So, Hugh, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you very much. Very nice to talk to you.
So here's the thing. Before we dive into this Christmas special, I have to ask you this. You might have heard me say that in that long-winded introduction, that you did ruin my Sundays, but you made so many people happy. That show was an incredible phenomenon. Do you still have people ask you questions about Downton Abbey?
Yeah, well, I'm sorry it ruined your Sunday, but I'm sure there was some good football you could have tricked over on the other side. But, yeah, lots of people seem to like the show, and we managed to sustain six seasons of it. And, yes, it's remarkable, even now, 3 years on, the affection that people seem to have for it and the clamour to have more. In fact, we've just, as you may know, we've just finished shooting a movie version, and which is a continuation of the story, not a sort of recap, and that'll be coming out in cinemas next September. But it's been wonderful how it's been taken to hearts all around the world, and I'm just, you know, delighted that the Crawley family and all the people who work with them have found a place in so many people's hearts. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And when I said it ruined my Sunday, it ruined it because I watched it constantly and I ignored everything else in my life. So not to confuse you, all the things I was supposed to do didn't get done because I was glued to the show. I mean, even to the point where I was a binge watcher. You know, that's an addiction when you binge watch something, and I binge watched all of it, and I couldn't wait to see, especially because I loved your character, I couldn't wait to see what happened at the end of it. Was that the best kept secret? It's probably hard for you to keep some of the script secret because people wanted to know, right?
They do, yeah. It's a weird thing, isn't it? People, particularly, if you don't mind me saying so, you know, journalists and people in the media want to spoil stories, but the whole pleasure of watching shows like that is you don't know what's happening next. And I think the greatest coup we pulled off was when Lady Sybil died in season three, and we all obviously knew what was coming, and it was a real coup that it didn't leak, to the extent that when we were saying goodbye to Jessica, who played Lady Sybil, we all went to the pub, you know, to have a party as a send off, and we put up happy birthday signs all over the pub so that people would be hoodwinked into thinking we were celebrating her birthday, and it paid off. But in terms of the final season, another nice secret was my rumbling ulcer, which burst out over the dinner table in the most ungentlemanly fashion. So things like that were fun for the audience to be either moved or shocked by or to laugh at.
I love that. And now you get this chance to be part of a big tradition, this Christmas with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. And it's the 15th time they've done it, Hugh. I don't have to tell you that. And some amazing people have been part of it. Some really incredible narrators. Is that not intimidating, but is it pretty awe-inspiring, I guess, for you to be in this role?
Absolutely, and it sort of came out of the blue. And I'd heard of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, but I haven't, you know, seen the Christmas shows because of not living in the States. And so I wasn't quite prepared for the scale of it. And so when Sutton and I got together in Salt Lake City to rehearse and meet the choir and the orchestra and be in the extraordinary venue they have there, I felt like a tiny little ant because I realized how vast this thing was. And so I was intimidated at first, but then, you know, the warmth of the welcome that we got, that both Sutton and I got from everyone involved, was quite astonishing. And even the venue, which does seat 21,000 people, is the biggest theatre I've ever been in, but it has a strange intimacy about it, and you really did feel you were connecting to everyone in that hall. And the choir just are so sublime to listen to, and are such professionals, even though they're amateurs and they're volunteers, and the same with the orchestra. You very quickly realized you were dealing with the best of the best, and that everyone was at the top of their game, and so you better step up to the plate. And this sense heart of it and made it a very special experience. And I felt very, very flattered and very honored to be there.
Yeah. How did you get tapped for that? How did you get involved?
It was the most peculiar story, which I only, not peculiar, I mean, charming story. Mac Wilberg is the musical director of the choir, an amazing man, an amazing talent in his own right. He said he was in London a few years ago, and he happened to walk past the Albert Hall and saw there was a concert on, and he had an evening free, so he popped in, and I was hosting the concert that night, and he sort of, you know, got out his little notebook and thought, he'll do one day, and a year later, or two years later, I got an invitation to go and join them in Salt Lake. So it was a nice piece of serendipity that a musical director looking for some entertainment in London found it and gave me a call. So that was very nice.
Yeah. For you, Hugh, and, you know, as somebody who's busy working in films and stage, etc., and productions like this one, you must carve out some time for Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you?
Christmas really is... obviously, you know, in the States, Thanksgiving is more of a sort of family drawing together of the family so you can all throw buns at each other. We reserve that pleasure for Christmas. And for me, it's about drawing the family together. And I lost someone dear to me a few Christmases ago, so it has an added poignancy. So it's really a time of good family reflection and looking forward to the future and reminding, you know, all of us of our common humanity and looking out for those less fortunate than ourselves. And you know, there's a lot of misery in the world, and trying to spread a little bit of brightness in the darkness is an important thing, and I'm reminded of that at Christmas.
Okay, last one for you. This might be tough. Who is funnier, Hugh Grant, you work with him, or George Clooney?
Oh, that's so unfair. That's so unfair. It's a tie. I think hearing some of the stories about what George gets up to in terms of winding up his friends, I think they are unmatched. You know, the way he winds up, you know, people like Matt Damon and with some of the antics he does and sending out fake scripts to people and teasing people like that, I think is hilarious. But both he and Hugh are very, very funny people, and I feel very lucky to have worked with them.
I love it. Last one, where can people go for more information? It's Tuesday, November 13th, that'll air, right?
That's right, yeah. Anyway, Monday, I think it's Monday, December 17th,
oh,
it'll go
yes,
on PBS.
Yes, 17th, yeah.
Well, anyway, whatever, go to pbs.org/Mormon Tabernacle Choir, and there will be more correct information there.
I don't know what date it is.
My dog.
I love it. Oh, that's funny. What kind of dog?
I have two Tibetan Terriers, and the jury's out as to whether they're geniuses or really stupid.
I like it. Hugh, thanks so much for joining us on the show. Appreciate it.
All right. All the best. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.